Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I am your host this evening, Lisa Watson, and we're having another special show tonight to celebrate not only authors, but also the upcoming Book Lovers Convention and a few of the authors that we'll be attending. Last week, we had award-winning and best-selling authors and RT Book Lovers Convention publicist Pat Simmons, Nalena Kai, and I, and we gave listeners kind of the scoop on how to navigate the RT Book Lovers Convention, especially for those listeners out there that may be attending for the first time. So tonight, I will be chatting with three other award-winning and best-selling authors about their literary journeys and their take on the Book Lovers Convention. So let's start with our first guest. Lexi Post is a New York Times and USA Today best-selling author of romance inspired by the classics. She spent years in higher education taking and teaching courses about classical literature that she loved, from Edgar Allan Poe's short story, The Mask of the Red Death, to Tolstoy's War and Peace. She's read, studied, and taught the wonderful classics. But Lexi's first love is romance novels. So she married her two first loves, romance and the classics. From hot paranormals to sizzling cowboys to hunks from out of this world, Lexi provides a sensuous experience with a whole lot of story. Lexi is living her own happily ever after with her husband and her cat in Florida, and she makes her own ice cream every weekend. Definitely going to have to ask her about that one. Loves bright colors, and you will never see her without her hat. The next guest I have tonight, Melanie Jane, lives on a grain farm in central Indiana with her husband of 27 years and two mastiffs, Ginger and Duncan Keith. That sounds very nice and manly. Duncan Keith, I like that. She's worked in retail, in a federal courtroom, closed loans, and behind the scenes in a casino. And now she's finally living her dream as a romance writer. Her first book was published in 2015, and she features characters over the age of 35. Yes, awesome. She loves to meet readers and discuss any and everything pertaining to books. And last but not least, Julie Moffitt is a best-selling author and writes in the genres of mystery, historical romance, and paranormal romance. She has won numerous awards, including the 2016 Award of Excellence, the 2014 Mystery and Mayhem Award for Best YA New Adult Mystery, the prestigious 2014 Holt Award for Best Novel with Romantic Elements, a Holt Merit Award for Best Novel by a Virginia Author twice, the 2011 Epic Award for Best Action Adventure Novel, and a Prism Award for Best Romantic Time Travel and Best of the Best Paranormal Books of 2002. She also has garnered additional nominations for the Daphne du Maurier Award and the Gail Wilson Award for Excellence. Her book, A Double-Edged Blade, was an Amazon number one best-selling novel. She sold over 130 copies of her Lexi Carmichael Geeky Mystery Series. Julie is a military brat. She's traveled extensively. Her more exciting exploits, which we can't wait to hear about, include attending high school in Okinawa, Japan, backpacking across Europe and Scandinavia, a year-long graduate study in Warsaw, Poland, and a wonderful trip to Scotland and Ireland, where she fell in love with castles, kilts, and brogues. Julie has a BA in political science and Russian language. She also has an MA in international affairs and a master's of education. She's worked as a proposal writer, journalist, teacher, librarian, and researcher, and speaks Russian and Polish, and has two sons. Where in the world does she find the time? So I would like to give a warm welcome to Lexi, Melanie, and Julie. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It is great having you all on the show tonight. We have got a lot of ground to cover, so let's first start with Julie. So, Julie, tell us a little bit about when you first decided that, among all the other things that you are currently doing, writing was what you wanted to do.
Well, I actually wrote my very first story in the second grade. I wrote a story about Prince Val and Princess Tina, and they lived in a castle and got married on Valentine's Day. That's why Valentina. And I wrote the story out by hand and illustrated it and copied it and let everybody who wanted to read it on the playground read it. And it was a bestseller in the second grade. But unfortunately, the boys all held their nose and went, ew. But yeah, by the second grade, I knew I wanted to write. And in fact, my mom has one of those little books that you get when you're a kid where you like put all your little awards and stuff in it from school. And on the back of something, it was like, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? And there was like all these choices, you know, like, oh, actress or stewardess or whatever. And I wrote, I chose other and I wrote an author. So even as early as that, I knew I wanted to write books.
Wow. So what about you, Melanie? You've worked in a few different positions, and what prompted you to kind of give that all up and follow your dream?
Well, I wish I could blame it on alcohol, but I can't. My grandparents were writers for magazines and newspapers, so I grew up in a family where storytelling was encouraged. I tended to like to put on musicals with the whole tap dancing and singing my stories. And mm-hmm. then in college, I took a creative writing class and was told by the AI I had zero talent. So Ooh. I believed her. And then about, I don't know, 8 years ago, I was at Laura Lee's Raw event. And we might have been in a bar. I know there were wine glasses involved. And I had just, I don't know, I told a story. And one of the ladies said, have you ever thought of trying writing? You tell a really good story. So I thought, oh, this sounds easy. I think I will. And yeah, and then I found out how hard it really was. So I started taking classes and just really dove into it and loved it and loved being able to finally get all these characters out of my head.
Wow. Now, what about you, Lexi?
Oh, I actually say that literature drove me to write romance. I don't know if you noticed, but classic literature, 90% of classic literature ends badly. And mm-hmm. I love the stories, but I wanted happy endings. So I finally decided I had to write my own if I wanted happy ever afters.
Trust me, I have my grandfather's entire collection of the Harvard classics, and so I definitely know that there's a lot of death and mayhem and whatnot in that. And my grandfather's actually, as a matter of fact, he was like, you know, you really should, you know, use one of the classics for, you know, like your next novel or just, you know, the inspiration for the next novel. So I'm like, I will add that to my to-do list, I promise. And so eventually I'm going to have to crank out one because every time I see him, he asks me, so how's that going? I'm like, yeah, working on it. So, Julie, you know, I went to high school with a few military brats myself, and they were all well-traveled. And a few of them had mixed feelings about it. You seem to kind of have embraced the journeys to different places and your experiences with the cultures. So what was your aha moment when you decided to, you know, write that novel and start that next big adventure? And kind of did you weave any of your own history into that or just completely from scratch? Because they do say truth is stranger than fiction.
Right. Yeah, I actually loved being a military brat. It was hard to move around quite a bit, but I just love going to new places, and we went overseas, as I think you mentioned in my introduction. I went to high school in Japan and traveled quite a bit while we were over there. And so my stories, they always take place, almost always take place in some adventurous location. I've had them gone. I mean, the stories cross Egypt to Papua New Guinea to Africa to Hollywood, Hollywood jungle. So I like to set my books in a lot of different places for adventure. I just think it makes for a lot of fun. And I guess my aha moment when I decided that I was actually going to write a novel rather than just write for a living. I was a journalist for many years at Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow. Shout out to D.C. Yeah. I'm from D.C.
Yeah. So I just had never thought that there was time to write a novel, but when it was my 10th high school reunion, and it was actually a questionnaire that I had created for the reunion, and one of the questions I put on the bottom is like, okay, what haven't you done since you graduated from high school that you always wanted to do? And so I answered my own questionnaire by saying, you know, I always wanted to write a novel, and I haven't done it yet.
Uh-huh.
So that, I said, right from then, I said, I'm going to do it, and 1 year later, I finished my very first novel. So that was a long time ago, back in 19. Back in the 1990s, so I'm dating myself.
Oh, yeah, that was so long ago. Oh, my gosh. I constantly date myself no matter where I am because I'm still a product of the 80s. So, Lexi, before, you know, I ask you any other questions, I want to hear about this ice cream making every weekend. What's up with that? And tell me what kind of ice cream that you're making.
Well, that actually started, we moved to a Caribbean island, and the ice cream that made it to the grocery stores had frozen and melted so many times it was like sand. So I bought my ice cream maker, and I started making it. I'm an ice creamaholic, and living on the island, of course, I had to experiment, so I made like passion fruit ice cream, coconut ice cream, and mango ice cream. And by the way, don't ever try cantaloupe ice cream. There's a reason that's not out there. but now I make those now, but I also, you know, I've branched out. I do mocha and I do Bailey's ice cream, and you know, I experiment a lot. I'd say every experiment I made except one was edible somehow. Just don't do the cantaloupe.
I was on Twitter the other day, and author friend Farah Rashan had a picture it was mentioning she had just had some ice cream, and it was like some very, very unusual flavored ice cream. I think one of them had like blue cheese in it, and another one had like honey with black pepper. It was some kind of like really eclectic ice cream bar or something.
That's not happening in this
I can't even imagine. It's like at some point in time, if I ever come across one, I'll have to taste them. But I just, some of those flavors, I'm like, what? Obviously, they must be good because they're still in business, but I'll have to try.
Yeah. Yeah, you try, tell me about it.
Definitely. So, Melanie, can you give listeners a peek into your latest novel, You Only, which is book one in the Cameron Farm series?
Sure. It's based in a small town in, surprise, surprise, central Indiana. I know, I really branch out. And it's a second chance at love story where Hale Cameron, my heroine, was the golden girl of the town. And at 22, she was engaged to the new attorney, Finn Weber, that had moved in, and he was himself the Prince Charming. However, she was desperately unhappy with herself, her life, and she ran away, left the engagement ring on the kitchen counter and ran away. Fast forward 15 years, her father is dying, and she moves back. So it takes you through, first of all, learning to forgive yourself before you can ask forgiveness from others, and how she and Finn find their way back to each other.
Gotcha. Now, Lexi, your latest novel, Poisoned Honor, is book two in the Broken Valor series. So tell us a little bit more about your Coast Guard rescue swimmer, Tyler Adams, and how you decided on such an exciting occupation. Because I
well,
can just see it.
Well, I'm glad we have an arm. We have a military brat on the phone because I think she could appreciate this. My husband is with the Coast Guard, and we are state. Actually, the area of the book takes place in is sort of where we are living, and I kind of modeled the Coast Guard station on the Coast Guard station here, but it's definitely fictionalized. It's got an air station. We don't have an air station here. And, you know, a lot of my fellow authors who write military write about Army Rangers, and they write about Navy SEALs, and it seems like Coast Guard's forgotten. So I just had to. I had to have a hero. And, you know, the Coast Guard's out there serving people, you know, right here on a daily basis, and just hanging out with the Coast Guard guys, seeing their camaraderie, you know, when they pick fights with each other, where they rib each other, and yet you still see the sense of purpose in them and this dedication to their duty. And so we always think of PTSD as something that happens in war, but when something goes wrong to these guys, just like with our police or firefighters, they can have some issues. Mm-hmm. And so my character, right, Tyler Adams, has had a near-fatal accident. And he's a rescue swimmer, so he has to jump out of the helicopters. Unfortunately, he's developed a fear of heights.
Oh,
which
wow.
Makes it a little difficult. Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's, the heroine is a psychologist, but she's not his psychologist because, like, that would be against the law. So,
right.
So he's trying to hide it from everybody, and he's seeing a psychologist on the side on his own dime because he doesn't want anyone to know he has this issue. So it was fun writing about them. I had lots of help.
Cool. So for those of you that may just be tuning in, I am speaking with best-selling authors Lexi Post, Melanie Jane, and Julie Moffitt. And I'd like to let listeners know that our live chat session is open. You are welcome to comment or ask any questions you might have there, or you can call in at 646-200-4071. After the live show, I will be posting the podcast and recap blog to readersentertainment.com. And for those listeners that want to check out and learn more about Lexi, Melanie, and Julie as we're speaking with them, or about the RT Book Lovers Convention, you can check out their websites. Julie is at www.juliemoffitt.com, and that's MOFFETT.com. Lexi is at www.lexipostbooks.com, and that's Lexi, LEXI, postbooks.com. And Melanie is at www.readmelaniejane.com, and that's JAYNE. And, of course, the RT Book Lovers Convention website is www.rtconvention.com. So, Julie, your novel, No Living Soul, is book 9 in the Lexi Carmichael series. Can you tell us a little bit more about your novel and about the series as a whole?
Sure. I write a geeky, adventurous mystery series featuring 25-year-old geek girl extraordinaire Lexi Carmichael. So in my mystery series, you'll meet Lexi and her nerd herd, which are basically a quirky gang of tech friends who save the day and solve the mystery by using their supercharged brains. As you mentioned, there are actually 9.5 books in the series, 9 novels and 1 novella so far. And the latest, No Living Soul, released January 2nd. And that book has Lexi and the gang in Egypt solving a very ancient mystery. For me, up next in the series, I've signed a contract for 3 more books in the series, and the next book, No Regrets, should be out at the end of the year.
Awesome. So, and I love the nerd herd. It's really funny.
Yeah.
So, all of you all, me included, will be attending the RT Book Lovers Convention. So, can each of you tell me and listeners a little bit more about you know, what drew you to this literary event, and whether you'll be signing at the Giant Book Fair and the Readers, RT Readers and Writers Roundup, each of those or none of those or both. And let's start with Melanie.
I'm going to be signing at both, and I'm really excited to do both this year. Last year I did the Giant Book Fair. It was my first time, and luckily I sat next to an author I knew, so she held my hand because I was, I was all over the place with excitement. And I love going to RT. I'm a panel whore. I'm the one that, you know, I already have my agenda highlighted and ready to rock. So I go and I learn so much, and I appreciate everybody's hard work in, you know, in setting it up, because I truly walk away every year feeling like, you know, I'm reborn and I have all these new ideas to go home and try to incorporate.
Wow. What about you, Lexi?
I'm doing the Giant Book Fair again this year, and for the first time I'm doing the RT Readers and Writers Roundup. I'm kind of excited about that. The reason I started going to RT is because all my friends were doing it, like mine, and I thought, ooh, I have to check this out. And so this will be my fourth year, and this year I'm co-hosting four reader events, which has caused me to be mailing out lots and lots of boxes of swag and giveaways. I've got all kinds of download cards ready to go. I'm thinking I'm going to have to send out one more box because four suitcases isn't going to do it. I'm excited to be on that end of it. Last year I hosted one event. This year I went a little crazy, so I think I'm going to be really, really busy.
Wow. And Julie, how about you?
Oh, I love the RT convention. It is so much fun. The parties and the readers and the fans and lots of author friends. It's just such a blast. I am signing at the Giant Book Fair and the RT Roundup. In fact, it will be my third RT Roundup. I think I was the very first one back in Houston a couple of years ago, and now it's become a huge event. And it's just really fun. It's just a blast. And for the Giant Book Fair sitting, I'll be in the new adult alley, which is interesting I think it's just because my heroine's 25, but it'll be fun sitting there. So if you're looking for me, I'm in the new adult alley. I'm also doing a panel this year on series, sequels, and spinoff on Wednesday. So if anybody wants to hear about that, they can come on Wednesday. I think it's at 11 or 11:30, something like that. So.
Awesome. Well, I'll be at the Giant Book Fair as well, and this will be my first year doing the RT Readers and Writers Roundup. So I am definitely looking forward to that and very, very excited. So this is actually the 34th International RT Book Lovers Convention, and we will be in Georgia this year, May 2nd through the 7th at the Hyatt Regency downtown. And there will be some of the biggest names in the publishing industry representing 16 genres from erotica, steampunk, YA, thriller, historical, Christian fiction, and more. And some of the attendees will be New York Times and USA Today bestselling authors including Zane, Cherry Adair, Janet Ivanovich, Sylvia Day, Heather Graham, Charlaine Harris, Beverly Jenkins, Brenda Jackson, Melody Ann, Iris Johansson, Rashonda Tate Billingsley, Linda Lale Miller, Laura Lee, A.R. Tor, Karen Rose, and Atlanta natives Piper Hughley and Karen Slaughter, along with hundreds more, us included. So there'll be workshops, and aspiring new and veteran authors will be pitching their latest works to publishers, editors, and agents at a pitch session event. So that's my next question. Have any of you participated in the pitch session? And if so, can you tell us a little bit about what you thought it was like? Let's start with Lexi.
I've done many, many pitches before I got my first contract, but I've never done a pitch session at RT. So I signed up for one this year because I couldn't resist. My very first editor I ever pitched is going to be there. And
wow.
I've run into her during different conferences and things, and so I just said, okay, I've got to pitch her again. I've kind of come a long way, baby, so I want to see, you know, I don't know how much of it will be just catching up or how much of it will be my story, but I'm going to do it. I think it'll be fun. I personally I like interviews, and I like pitches because I love my books, so I love talking about them.
What about you, Melanie?
I did two pitch sessions in New Orleans, RT, and but now fast forwarding, both of those publishers are out of business, so I'm not sure anyone wants me to come back and pitch to them. But
you're still here, so clearly it's not your fault.
It's never my fault, but I love that the interaction as opposed to, you know, sending a query letter. I just, you know, you can read the editor's body language. They can ask you questions. You can tell a little bit more about what they want from you at that time, and I thought that was really beneficial, and I enjoyed it, and I met lovely people.
Awesome. How about you, Julie?
Well, I haven't pitched at RT, but I have pitched many times in the past at different conferences and so on. And so I think the most important thing to remember in a pitch is just to be yourself, because I think the editors and the agents, everybody knows you're nervous. And so they just take a breath and let your passion for the story shine through, and you'll do great. I would say polish your two sentence or one sentence elevator pitch, and that will start you off. And they usually put you at ease pretty quickly. So, you know, and everybody is really nice. So, and every, you know, it's just, it can seem scary, but the truth is they're just as human as you are.
You know, and I think that's definitely true because, you know, when I'm at RT, I wear a few different hats. I do the publicity for the authors leading up to the convention. And so while I'm at the convention, normally if you see me running around, and you will see me walking around, I'm normally in like, publicist mode where we're finding the authors that we need to set up for interviews. We're doing this, we're doing that. We also, you know, help out the volunteer staff where we can. And so normally it's like the author hat is like the only time I pull out the author hat is usually for the giant book fair or a pitch session. And, you know, it's going to be also the roundup, readers and writers roundup. And I Catherine Falk, which is the owner and founder of RT Book Review Magazine and also the Book Lovers Convention, called me a couple of weeks ago to ask me if I'd also like to do the RT Book the RT Virgins event. So of course I said yes. And so I'm like, uh-oh.
No, gosh.
So it's just, you know, it's just really fun because I am. By nature, I like to say that I am, you know, a introvert with extrovert-like qualities. So I can pull it out when I need to. But, I mean, the pitch sessions, they get me nervous, and I'm sitting there, and we're like, oh, gosh, I got to remember what am I supposed to be doing. So, you know, it's really exciting. It's nervous excitement and stuff, and you're absolutely right, just seeing everybody. It's just like they're just like you. Everybody's sitting in a huge room at a chair staring at somebody across from them, and they're just, you know, chatting and just like, okay, tell me about your book. And it's like either you got it down or you just – it's like deer in the headlights, and you just have to remember to breathe and just remember what you like about your book and then just tell them that. That is definitely something that I can definitely recommend for those of you that will be doing the pitch sessions for the first time. And so at the convention, there's also going to be tons of prizes for fans. There's going to be free books from the Goodie Room, author and publisher basket giveaways, huge amounts of swag for fans, and so much more. And with all that to do and see, What's something that you all can recommend for somebody attending RT for the first time so that they don't get overwhelmed? And let's start with Melanie.
Well, I'm going to sound like a mother, and I'm going to say sit down a moment, take a breath, drink plenty of water, because it is overwhelming. And I think I came home from the Chicago RT with about 300 books because I couldn't say no. And I don't know, you know, and it was at the time I couldn't stop myself. I knew I wasn't going to read them, but I couldn't say no. They're free. And it was just insane. And last year I made a vow that I would take things more slowly, because otherwise by Thursday evening you are dead on your feet and you still have, you know, 3 more days to go. So I would just say, you know, take some quiet time and remember to drink your water and take your vitamins.
What about you, Lexi?
I would say take a look at the workshops and the authors. Whatever author you want to see, if you're a reader, make your priority list and then get to wherever they're going to be about a half hour early, because there are lines outside the door. So if you really want to see certain people, make sure you line up ahead of time. I'd also suggest wearing really comfortable shoes. And what Melanie said, take some time out to relax in your room alone and recharge, because it is a long 5 days and it is a blast.
Julie?
I would say don't be afraid to talk to people. I mean, think about it. You are among your peers. We are all there because we absolutely love books of all kinds. So when you're standing in a line, turn around to the person behind you and just start chatting, because they may be alone and it's feels good to be kind of friendly and have someone be friendly to you. And you'll be surprised at how much you'll have in common, especially if you start with the topic of books. And don't be afraid to talk to other authors, because we often feel as overwhelmed as you do. So it helps when you talk to us, then we feel like, oh, okay, I can talk to them too. And my other advice is to bring an extra suitcase or a very large carry-on, because you are going to get booked. Just be honest about it. The walking shoes, of course, has already been said. And my advice is also, if you're driving, bring a small folding stool, because we were just talking about those long lines. There's a lot of people that pull up these cute little camping stools, and they're so much more comfortable sitting there than on the floor or standing in lines to get into an event that's really popular. And there are
now
some
that
really
is
long
true.
Lines. Yeah. So the folding stool thing is genius. And the water, also water bottle, walking shoes, and the extra carry-on. So all of those things.
Definitely. And if you're like me, who's like all broke down and back aching and whatnot, definitely bring Advil. In addition to that, hydrate people, lots and lots of water, and pace yourself. I have been going to RT and doing the publicity for RT over 10 years now. And I remember the first couple of times I went, it was like a kid in a candy store. I was like, I didn't know where to go first. And so it's like you do get overwhelmed, but just anticipate that you will be overwhelmed and just, you know, just tell yourself, yeah, it's going to be crazy, and you will see more people in the space of that 5 days than you probably have seen all year long combined. So it's like just realize that you will have waits where you go, and turn around, talk to your friends and people you don't know, because a lot of people are just there for the first time and they're overwhelmed and nervous and don't know what to do. And let me tell you, I used my agenda. I must have looked at that thing like 25 times a day, so that I could see, you know, sometimes I outline stuff, but again, I never know, because I'm kind of working. I never know where I'm going to be able to go and where I'm not going to be able to go. So sometimes I pop my head into a workshop for a couple of minutes, and then I have to go off and, you know, go do some stuff. So definitely avail yourself of everything there. Definitely check out the agenda. You can, you know, keep it with you. Definitely keep it with you, because there have been a lot of times where I'm like, okay, where's my agenda and what was I supposed to be doing next? So in addition to that, there's also plenty of fun for readers and teens. Saturday is going to be an explosion of activities. We touched on the giant book fair and also the Sunday on the Readers and Writers Roundup. But Saturday, there's also a fantastic day for our readers and also Teen Day, which features more than 80 YA authors, including Jennifer Armentrout, Cami Garcia, Kiara Cass, Sarah Shepard, to name a few. And from tweens to seniors, trust me, there are books out there for every reader. So you can definitely check out the details on our website at www.rtconvention.com. So ladies, I ask the next question of every author that's on the show because it's amazing how many different responses I get. So here goes. Lexi, we'll start with you. Name one thing you've got to have while writing and why.
Well, besides my computer, which I need to write, I always have to have a hot cup of tea. And I do loose leaf, and I do honey, and I do caffeine. I do uncaffeinated, but I drink hot tea all day while writing.
What about you,
even
Julie?
Though it's warm here, even though I live in Florida.
Well, I typically have at least one monster dog leaning on me, usually Ginger. I write sitting on a couch, so Ginger leans on my right hip, and then Duncan Keith likes to sit on my feet, but then when they go numb, we have to shift, which involves a lot of work, and, you know, they huff at me, and then we reconfigure, and we go back to work. But, yeah, I'm a slave to the dogs. They are in charge.
I understand that, Melanie. Julie, what about you?
I'm all about the coffee. It's just coffee for me, hands down coffee with lots of cream, and I often have the habanero barbecue barbecued flavored almonds, which I'm addicted to. So they're hot and they're salty, which I really like. So I have those on hand as well.
Okay, wait a minute. Who makes those? Because I've never heard of the barbecue-flavored almonds. I've heard of the cocoa-flavored almonds, which I love to death. But who makes the barbecue?
Oh, gosh, I can't think of who it is right now. I can imagine the little – it's the one who make all the different flavors of the almonds. I forget who it is.
Oh, okay, okay. You're talking about. It's just escaping
yeah.
me right now. Isn't it Blue yeah. Diamond or something? Is it in a green container?
Yeah, it's a Blue Diamond or something. Yeah, I think it's something like that, but I can't sort of. I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it.
I will definitely check that out.
Barbecue habanero, the best.
Mm. Okay. Well, for those of you out there, listeners, that aren't sure whether or not you're going to attend the RT Book Lovers Convention, definitely go online and check it out. It is a not-to-be-missed event. We will be in Atlanta this year, May 2nd through the 7th at the Hyatt Regency downtown. And we are expecting 800 authors and thousands of readers to attend this convention. But there, no doubt, there's still time to register. So if you're thinking about attending, definitely go to www.rtconvention.com for registration details. And for those of you that want to attend but maybe only want to attend the giant book fair only on Saturday, tickets are $10 at the door. Military personnel can attend the giant book fair on Saturday for free when they show their military ID card. And library patrons as well. You can get into the giant book fair only, but it is free if you show a valid library card. So if you're in the Atlanta area, we would love to see you. In fact, like we said, Lexi, Melanie, Julie, and I, we will be signing at the Giant Book Fair on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and at the RT Readers and Writers Roundup on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So definitely come find us, take a picture, sign up for our newsletters, get some free swag, of course, buy a book or two, and definitely check us out. So, ladies, we are about out of time, but I wanted to give each of you the opportunity to tell listeners really quickly what's next for you and how they can get in contact with you. So let's start with Julie.
My website is www.juliemoffett.com. I'm on Facebook at Julie Moffett Author. I have a Twitter account, Instagram, and Pinterest. So you can access all of those things. If you go to my website, you'll be able to find me, no problem.
Okay. And what's next for you, book-wise?
Oh, sorry, right? What's next for me?
That's okay.
So, I actually have a teen spin-off of the Geeky series coming up. And I'm also, my next book in the series, No Regrets, is out at the end of this year.
Awesome. What about you, Lexi?
Well, you can find me at www.lexipostbook.com and obviously Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. I'm on all those. And what's coming up next for me, I'm really excited. As I said, I write sensuous books. I'm not in the teen side. I'm on the opposite side. And the fourth book in my Eden series is coming out in May, Eden Revealed. And this is about a planet of naked hunks, two men to one woman minimum. They worship the women, and it's kind of a utopian sci-fi that has a few little issues that need to be taken care of. But otherwise, it's a pretty cool place to visit.
Sorry, I wasn't ready for that two guys for every girl thing.
Minimum.
Whew, I had to put my cell phone down and concentrate on that one. So, Melody, what about you?
Well, you can find me at my website at www.readmelaniejane.com, Facebook, Twitter. I'm not much on the gram, but Instagram, Pinterest. Don't get me confused with the porn star, Melanie Jane. If you see Mastiff, that would be me. If you see boobies, that would be her. Our bodies are very different. Just for clarification purposes. And May 16th, my third book in the Change series comes out. It's a Friends to Lovers book. It's the longest book I've ever written at 105,000 plus words. And I'm really excited for it. And so far I'm getting good feedback. So I hope people buy it and love it.
Awesome. Well, you know, I would like to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio this evening. Don't forget, you can find us at readersentertainment.com. I will be adding the recap blog of tonight's show later this evening. So if you like, you can leave a comment about tonight's show or recommend a friend check it out. We would love to hear from you. So, ladies, I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining me here this evening. It has been great fun, and we will definitely have to get you all back on the show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a blast.
Thank you all. Thank you all. So thanks, everybody out there, for joining us here tonight. I'm your host, Lisa Watson, saying be blessed, be inspired, and happy reading. Good night, everyone.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.